Hello, hello, welcome to Club Nonsense. I'm sorry, my name is Ozzy.
My name is Vix. Ozzy, shut
There was just something up her nose because the allergies are kicking her
up.
ass.
Okay, listen, listen.
I can't even say seasonal allergies, they're just allergies.
I have a laundry list. I have a medical textbook list long of shit wrong with me. And the slightest change in my environment will end up with me sounding the way that I sound now.
No, literally, we were in the mountains, and well, honestly, I should have told my family about that you can't have no type of
They
sprays.
attempted to kill me, guys.
No, they didn't. It's just they were trying to clean the Airbnb that we were at, and because obviously, you should spray the Airbnbs, but yeah, she can't have aerosols.
And then he came downstairs. And he said, "Hey, you should stay down here for a second." Mind you, I was downstairs with the most rambunctious toddler you've ever met in your life,
My nephew.
who had absolutely no plans of staying downstairs.
Which is, yeah.
And he said, "Hey, they're spraying something." And the second he said it, I heard it. I inhaled to say, "Okay." And then I just got hit with a face full of disinfectant spray and immediately had an asthma attack.
Yeah, literally immediately. I had to run upstairs. I ran outside, and then I got my friend Sony to, if you've seen her in other episodes, but I got Sony to like run back downstairs because I don't know, I'm not really good with running downstairs.
Nobody's good with running
And
downstairs.
also, I just had so many slips in the past 2 years.
Listen, guys, I have watched this man, and I do mean this grown man,
My knees
walk
don't work no
down the
more.
sidewalk and like a cartoon character just fall flat on his
Just
face.
planted. I was
I
like, I don't
was
even know
so
what happened. And it
concerned.
was funny because we were going to a cat cafe, and I was just like, don't. And I was like, I don't even know. My knees and ankles said no.
I
Fuck
watched and they
you.
just gave out.
It just said, fuck you. You're not, you don't need to work no more. And I was like, oh, okay, well, that's fair. But off topic, or on topic, I guess, because this is all off topic. We're actually talking about conspiracy theories and cryptids.
My favorite thing to talk
This
about
is
and bother
Halloween
people.
season, and it's finally officially Halloween after the fucking equinox, the autumn equinox, which is on the 21st. It to me, it's Halloween on September 1st, really, or after Labor Day if y'all celebrate that.
Spoopy season.
But spoopy season has officially started. So yeah, we're just gonna be talking about some random shit that we know or we've heard of.
From the moment that Ozzy and I have ever met, my favorite thing to do is at random, really inopportune times. Thank you, Autism and ADHD brain. Just completely tell him the scariest shit he's ever heard, and then move on with my day like I didn't just ruin his.
Which is crazy because I love scary shit, so for me it's like, wow, that's cool.
Sony, on the other hand, is always disturbed, and I feel I
Yeah.
always leave the room like I accomplished something.
I know it's a constant state to disturb her presence. It's almost like a game.
It
She's
took
in on it, so it's fine.
every ounce of restraint while we were in the mountains not to freak her out.
Oh my gosh, it's because of the fact that the way we where we were, it was too much up in the mountains where I was like, I can't really do this because you might freak out too much.
Yeah, so my favorite thing in the world about the mountains is Wendigos, or as I call them, Wendy Woos,
Wendy Woos, yeah.
because it's just funnier that way.
Yeah. And weren't they just people at one
Okay,
point?
so there's a lot of different stories about how Wendigos existed. My favorite story is that they're cannibals that go down into caves, so they're like, and they like lose their humanity because, fun fact, guys, an actual scientific fact, if you eat the wrong organ, like you eat soft tissue of a human being, there's something in our bodies that like isn't supposed to be consumed, and it'll give you prions, which is mad cow disease.
Yeah, and that's something that I didn't really know either. One, I mean, I never want to eat a person. Mm-hmm. I never thought about that. I'm not that type of person. I don't even know anybody who is like that.
That's why cannibal tribes just eat the flesh. They don't eat the organs because it's too much of a crapshoot of, are we going to make it to the next day or are we going to die horrifically?
Yeah, isn't it a thing where they just pretty much get rabies?
It's basically rabies. You kind of basically,
but like, just worse.
Yeah, you, like, lose your mind. You lose your humanity, basically. You become, like, all animal, and you basically go ham.
That's crazy.
It's so bad for you. And then your brain slowly, like, breaks down because the prions is, like, eating your brain. Mm-hmm. And then it's almost like rabies plus dementia.
Not rabies plus. I hate that.
Yeah, it's like rabies.
Because rabies already is bad.
It's already bad. So it's like rabies premium. And then you die, and premium. It's really bad.
I guess it would be premium, then.
Mm-hmm. It's
but horrible. Yeah, you said that, so pretty much Wendigos are pretty much, one of the stories is the fact that they are people who are cannibals who went in caves and pretty much lost their community, I'm assuming because they were eating all of the people, all of the person,
yeah, versus all of the tissue.
Just flesh.
Yeah, they eat everything and then they like lose their humanity. But there's supposed to be these things that, like, survive the prions, and they reproducing.
Oh, yeah, that is true.
Yeah, and then
that's another thing I'm like, I don't know how, but whatever, go mm-hmm. go off, sis, I guess.
So,
like,
so it's supposed to be that, and because they, like, live underground a lot, they've, like, evolved to the point they don't need their eyes or some stupid shit.
Yeah, aren't they, like...
they're blind.
Yeah, don't they use, like, echolocation?
Pretty much. And it's really bad for you if you get stuck near these things. Because mm-hmm. the only way to get rid of them is fire. The reason they live in the mountains is because they need the cold. I don't know. There's a lot of different things. Some stories is, like, they're spirits of people who died because they were eaten and now they eat others. It's a lot. Or there's also some stories where they're just monsters. They're just cryptids. That's just what they are.
Yeah, it's funny because, yeah, even a lot of people who have been to the mountains say that they don't really ask questions. They just know not to be around them.
You know damn well, if you were in the
mountains, people are interesting.
You don't ask questions. What was that noise? Nothing. You didn't hear shit.
Yeah, like all the mountain, look, when we were in the mountains, all the mountain people were just like, you know, hey, just don't do certain things at night. You'd be cool. And I was like, cool. And they said, yeah, and lock all your doors and your windows. And I was like, I understand that part, but that also makes me really nervous.
They told us to make sure that we locked all the doors and everything in the cars and the windows because bears can open doors. Well, as much as that is 100% true, we were way too in the cut for me to believe this had shit to do with bears.
Yeah, like where we were, I just, not saying bears couldn't get to us, but it would actually be really hard. It was like not
on a cliffside.
Yeah, we were on a cliffside. The terrain alone would not be feasible for a bear. So I was just, sorry, I heard my daughter. So I was just like, oh my gosh. Like, I mean, yeah, bears. And then my sister, who planned this whole trip, which, you know, she did it was a great Airbnb, but she was like pretty much having a fucking panic attack the first time we stayed there, because she was just like, I felt like I kept hearing shit. And it was one of those things where if you just gave her a shotgun, it would be like then one of those movies where she would just be sitting there in the chair, because that's what she was doing. She was sitting there pretty much half in the dark in the living room downstairs where everyone else is asleep, just listening and waiting. And I'm like, girl, what you waiting for? Like, are you okay? You need to sleep. That's probably why you're delirious.
Here's why I believe this had shit the fuck all to do with bears. All of the bedrooms had windows that had curtains. All of them had really thick curtains, and every sliding door had a lock. But the loft upstairs had no windows because that's where the kids were supposed to be.
You know what? That is a good point.
But the living room windows and the kitchen windows downstairs didn't have blinds. But it's because they expected you to not be fucking down there.
That is a good point. Now that I think about it, that's actually a really good point. And the way the house was designed, and I think it definitely was specifically designed to be a rental, or to be an Airbnb, just because I don't know. You know how just some homes, I just feel, you just feel like either this is like a summer home or a winter home or some shit. Yeah. Like, Vix made a good point. Like, yeah, the fact that I noticed that, the fact that there were no windows where the kids would sleep, no doors, I was like, that's an interesting thing.
Because they know better.
Yeah, so it's just, which makes sense, because, yeah, we had a very rambunctious, my nephew, he likes to open doors. A lot of kids do. But, yeah, I would not feel safe if he was able to just open doors and go outside onto the balconies and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Granted, the balconies are tall.
But he would
find a way. But this guy likes to try it, so, like,
it's just, he would find a way.
Yeah, so it's just... Yeah, so I understand that, but also, you know, I feel like it's one of those things where, like, you know, you never know who's watching and things like that, or what's watching you. Like, the funny part is, I didn't actually see a lot of animals. I saw, like, birds.
That's the other problem.
Yeah, like, I saw more animals when we were more down the cliffside or down the mountain versus, like, in the mountain. Mm-hmm. And the, well, except for my mom said that they almost hit a bear coming back. But
yeah, but they were still coming back and coming up the mountain.
Yeah, like, I think they were still near the bottom of the mountain versus, like, the top of the mountain.
Because here's the thing. Everybody in the mountains knows there is one goddamn rule you follow wholeheartedly. And that is, do not look in the trees. Especially at night.
You don't look in the trees. I was just like, I'm going to watch this damn path. Because going up a mountain is honestly insane if you do not have a decent enough car for it. Here's like, you have to have a fucking mini SUV and up. I'm not gonna lie. Like, going in a car, a sedan, is probably not the best thing.
It's terrifying.
You need either that or a damn Jeep or something. I mean, I've seen people go up in bikes, and I'm like, I feel like that's kind of okay. But going up in a sedan, it's just too low. Like... Mm-hmm.
And I didn't tell you this while we were driving up.
Well, I'm glad you didn't.
Better.
Well, yeah, because I was driving. Like,
but I made the terrible mistake. We're all delirious. We've never been that high in the mountains, and none of us can breathe. And I made the delirious mistake to look into the trees while we were going up the mountain at night. When I tell you, I have never had such a feeling of you need to put your eyes forward instantly.
Nope.
I don't know what looked back and said, this ain't for you, bitch. But I listened. I said, nope.
That sounds like... You saw like eyes?
I don't want to talk about what I saw.
Oh, man.
All
you
I
You definitely
know,
didn't say... You didn't say shit.
I knew better.
But I did feel like... What day was this?
Okay.
Was it the first, second, or third?
It was... I think it was the first day. We came back.
I think I did notice that you were a little off.
Yeah, you remember how I just kind of did this? I just kind of swiveled my head forward real quick? Yeah. That's when I did it.
I didn't know what was wrong, but I was also so out of it.
That I
was just like, I'm just... You know what's interesting? Okay, so this is when we went to... I'll just say it. Because we don't live there. We went to Gatlinburg. If anybody's ever been to Gatlinburg, Tennessee. We've never fucking been. I've never been to no damn mountain. Like, my grandfather's from the mountains, but he's not from Tennessee... That type of mountain, he is from Virginia Mountains. It's a little different, but technically...
That's where cannibals live.
It's a little different, but it's Tennessee Mountains are so beautiful and so gorgeous, but they are vast as hell. Mm-hmm. It's very vast, and my goodness, I swear to goodness, people go missing a lot. The tourists probably go missing all the time, and people just don't say nothing. I just swear...
Oh, forest rangers always know. Forest rangers know there's weird shit in the fucking... woods. That's why they're like, there's sometimes if people disappear without a trace, that is where we stop the investigation. Because we're not going to find out what dragged you away. I will vaguely describe what I saw.
Okay.
I felt fear of, this has nothing to do with you.
Yeah, because it's like, obviously it wasn't a skinwalker because they don't exist over here.
Nope. And the second I see one of those, I'm gonna go ahead and just call it, clock me out of life.
Yeah, they don't exist over here. They exist in the Navajo region, which is like near Nevada and
Arizona.
Yeah,
they exist over there where I don't need to be.
I don't like the deserts anyway. So
I'm an Arctic creature. I don't need all that.
I ain't going
near
there either. There's too much shit over there too.
But I
shit everywhere.
Thought I saw the vague outline of a being that was too big.
Nope. Nope. Because that's not a Wendy Woo either.
That's not. Don't worry about what I saw.
Oh my gosh, I think I know what you're talking about. Too and bad. I do not like that. I don't like that you saw that.
It looked too big to be a person.
Was it a deer person?
I didn't see antlers. Oh. But we're not going to worry about that part. And here's why I was concerned.
Yeah.
I saw blue eyes. And I said,
you blue know, eyes at night?
Yup. I said, that looks like a whole lot of none of my business.
Oh my gosh, I'm glad you didn't. I would have said, I'm going home right now.
Like, we were on our way home. I was like,
no, not just... home. Like, not to the rental. I would have went home.
Turn around, get back in the car, back on a plane, something.
They would say, leaving. We're going back to my fucking crib, my actual house. Like, yeah. Absolutely fuck not. That's way too close to where we were.
I know. That's why I didn't say shit.
I'm glad
I got one warning, and I said, yup. And that was it.
I'm glad they were both spiritually inclined. They were like, you know what? I'm not going to do... the dumb white people shit that listen. Some dumb white people do. Also, it's not all white people. Some of y'all are actually do listen, for real. It's like the scary movie type white people shit where they're running in the woods and it looks like they're not running. Mm-hmm. They're just like, and looking back, bitch, walk, look where you're going.
Listen, I will admit there's been a few times in my life where I've accidentally tapped into the white side of me and went to investigate.
It's okay. I do that sometimes too. I'm also white. Exactly. Or part white. It doesn't work. It doesn't work.
Stay where you're supposed to be.
Yeah. It doesn't. It does. It never. It's never worth it.
For clarification, ever. My father person is a black man.
Not a father person.
Father person. That's what he gets. This is as close as we're getting here. And my mother was white.
So. Opposite for me, bitch.
Yeah, you're the exact opposite.
Hell yeah. Okay. Yeah, my mom is like, part I don't know, it's like she's black, but it's like she's also black and native.
Yeah,
black, native, and my dad is white and Polynesian.
Yeah, so you he's have an interesting a lot mix. Of you need to stop going to touch things.
Oh yeah, because
things like to come touch you.
I know,
and I don't like being involved.
I hate that crap. It's like, oh, who are you? I'm nobody that you need to be messing with, homie.
Exactly. So us being in the woods and in the mountains and me seeing something and then knowing that Wendy Woos exist, I was like, nah, I'm good.
That's why I want to go camping, but at the same time, can I finish? I want to go camping in like a place that's not like, it's not actually camping. And everybody's like, oh, you mean like glamping? No, I mean like it's somewhere where you're with like a lot of people. It's like you're at somebody's house and you're just camping in their big ass yard or some shit. Like, I'm cool with that because it's like right outside the house.
No.
Okay.
See, here's a problem. I don't want to do that. You want to know why? Because I don't want to deal with whatever's on their property.
That's fair.
Listen, all that makes me think.
Oh, are you afraid of this? The SpongeBob episode where that did all happen right outside their property.
No.
I mean, but like.
Here's what I'm fucking scared of. Another cryptid that I pray to God I never run into, or like whichever
I'm
one.
I'm trying to figure out which one you saw, because I think I know which one you saw. And
too bad. Don't think about it too hard.
Okay, cool.
Don't attract shit to us.
Okay. I'll just stay in here.
Here's the other reason why I don't want to stay on somebody's property, because I don't give a fuck. Because I don't know what's attached to that person.
That's fair. That is
exactly.
fair.
Exactly. Because here's my issue. We love to see and read Reddit stories and all that good shit. Yeah. And here's another cryptid that I don't want to run into, and it's the gray children with black eyes.
Oh my god, I know that one. And me and Ken used to like look at those stories mm-hmm. so much. And when I tell you I'm not scared of a lot of shit. That shit scares me the fuck out of me.
Because no one knows what happens to those people.
Yeah.
There's no, they get eaten. Yeah. Or, they get spirited away. Or, they get torn shreds. No.
I did hear one story.
Nothing.
I did hear one story from this person. And so, pretty much, it was a Reddit story. And they were talking about the black-eyed children. Mm-hmm. And they were talking about how they got visited, of course, by an older girl. and a young boy. Nope. And pretty much he had black eyes and he kept trying to get in the house. They will never reach for the door, though. They have to be, like, invited in. It's almost
a lot of things have to be invited in.
Yeah, it's almost like vampirism or vamp. But it's not, they're not vampires, though. But the thing with this is they did let them in. And
those idiots.
And, like, the crazy part is they need to use the phone. They used the phone. They gave them the phone. And then these two people in, like, suits came in. So they think they might have been aliens or something.
Oh, so they saw the Grays.
They might have, but they said that they look like children with black eyes.
Yeah, the Grays look like that, too.
Oh, so
but the Grays usually look like adults.
No, they were children.
Yeah, that is even worse then.
So, and then they took them away and stuff, and, you know. And then they said they just started to feel really sick.
Nope.
And then something else happened where I think somebody, they went through a lot of tragedies.
Nope.
Pretty much after a lot of that stuff happened. So I don't think that was Grays. I really think that it was something where they are something that can cause, unfortunately, a lot of bad stuff to happen.
Y'all better call the fucking SCP department and call it a buck.
I don't know. I mean, it kind of reminds me of Men in Black.
Yeah.
And the thing with Men in Black is, it's like, people don't really realize that, you know, they do the whole Flash thing. Mm-hmm. Where it's, oh, you gotta forget it. But I'm like, yeah, I feel like that forgets them in the memory, but what if it's something where the cryptids or whatever, it can attach itself to you, but not in like a parasitic thing,
mm-hmm.
where it's not like they're feeding off of you, but it's like because you have been around them, it's like bad shit just starts happening to you.
Oh, yeah.
Because I think they said they actually did forget about it for a little bit, and then shit just started happening, and I think they started having really, really bad nightmares.
Nope.
And then shit, bad stuff started happening. And they like lost their mom or something.
This is why I don't want to run into this shit. Because you never know what can happen. This is why I don't want to go camping. This is why I don't want to, I don't care if it's on somebody's property. Like, it's safe from animals. I don't give a fuck about animals, bitch. Where you been? What has your family done? Who did you piss off? Because.
Yeah, that is a good one.
People have a tendency to just do stuff and not think about it. There was this woman I saw a long, long, long time ago,
mm-hmm.
who had posted some stories about how she was a practicing witch or spiritualist or something along the lines.
Like, what kind of spiritualist?
She dealt with a fae.
That's tricky.
Yeah. And she we'll did also not go into
that
to.
Fae thing. We'll go into that in a different podcast because that's just a whole, that's like a whole different thing, like
might
the fae
into it a little bit.
Yeah, you can.
Because there's some cool stories.
It's just the actual like thing mm-hmm. is. It's like really. It's just vast.
Yeah,
and I actually don't have as much. Like I actually don't deal with the fae because my. I don't know how to explain my type of person, but mm-hmm. my lineage
don't get along with
and
them
well. Don't necessarily mesh well.
Mm-hmm.
I'll just go along with that. Yeah,
but But yeah, there's this woman, and like she worked with Faye and shit, and she was basically complaining. I don't say complaining. It was more of like a warning, where she was like, I don't want to be working with them. I never wanted to be a part of this lifestyle. And the reason she is because she's the last generation of a contract.
Oh, really?
Because her grandmother...
Well, that's some shit.
According to her stories...
It's on TikTok.
I don't remember.
Okay.
I don't remember.
No, you're fine. Go ahead.
I'd be wandering on the internet sometimes. But her grandmother made a contract with Oberon. Which is the dumbest fucking thing you could do. For those of you who don't know that name, Oberon is the fairy king. We don't bother him. Why don't we bother him, children? Because he likes children.
You know what's so funny, though? In this game that I play, right,
mm-hmm.
there's actually a player that is named Oberon.
He's probably a predator. Don't bother him.
Oh.
People who Whoever, tend to identify.
My guild peeps just know, hey, don't take that to heart. But yeah, no, I actually did see that, and I was like, why would you name your person Oberon?
Some people only know him as the fairy king, mm-hmm. and they're attracted to the king part. People who do know who he is, and they still identify with him, you like kids, and that's weird. Go to jail.
Yeah, Oberon is not a good person.
He likes little boys, and he either eats them or we don't talk about the other thing he does.
Yeah, the bad one. So, well, both are bad, but the really bad one.
I'd rather be eaten.
Yeah, if you'd rather be eaten, that's a problem.
Right? So, but no, but like, she was talking about how she didn't even want to be dealing with this shit because she never wanted to be a part of it. She saw what her grandmother went through. She saw what her mother went through. And the problem is that if she tried to break the contract by not practicing, it would go after her kids.
So she had to.
She had to.
So to try to, like, get rid of the contract.
She had to finish out the contract.
That actually sucks.
This is why I said I don't want to go and camp on somebody else's property. I don't know what you'd be dealing with, homie. I don't want to know what's attached to you. I don't want to know who you pissed off. I don't want to know the accidental thing that you thought wasn't a problem was actually a problem.
Yeah, because I would want to ask that person so many more questions. But honestly, I'm assuming that the grandma isn't around anymore, because when she says she made a contract, I'm like, a contract for what? Because the contracts, okay, so this is the thing with contracts, right? The contract, right, you can make a contract with a lot of things, not with just anything. Demons, not just fae. You can make contracts with angels, too. And y'all don't understand anything. That. Anything. Anything. Angel isn't, does not, it's not synonymous with good. Mm-hmm. Demon is, if you've ever watched Supernatural, you need to watch it again. That actually was actually pretty accurate on how demons are, but also how angels are. Everything can take advantage of humans. You know why? Because we're some of the dumbest people on this fucking planet. I'm not gonna lie.
Listen, anything that has, like, to say to me, do not fear me. I do not wish to harm you. As soon as I see it, because it looks fucked up, there's a problem with that.
Yeah. There are times where certain things that look really grotesque are actually not going to harm you. But, yeah, some things are just because it looks pretty doesn't mean it is pretty. That is something that I had to learn, especially because I used to come from a Christian Baptist mindset, because I literally grew up in that. And I pretty much stopped being a part of that when I was around like 13, 14, when I was coming into my queerness, because obviously and I realized, no, this is, it just didn't feel right. And then I started to explore more of other religions and just trying to be more true to myself and true to whatever I feel is best to work with. Now I feel like I rather work with other people, work with the other world versus praise and worship. That's not my thing, and that's cool. But yeah, it's something I've learned the last few years is, yeah, demons don't necessarily mean bad. They're just a race. And same thing with angels or celestials. They're just a race. Fae is also a race. And a lot of people think fae just is like fairy. No, fae is like, fae are a lot of different things, like trolls, goblins.
Like meanie.
Yeah, goblins. There's a lot of different things that are actually fae, and people just think that it stands for fairy. No.
And fairy makes people think pretty, Tinkerbell.
No. No, some of them are actually really dangerous and look dangerous too.
Oh, I have a terrible story about that.
Okay, go ahead.
So
this is about to be more about cryptids versus conspiracy theories.
We can get into conspiracy theories later, because we can circle back around to the grays, because that's aliens and I love alien shit.
Yeah, go ahead.
But no, so terrible story. My ex had a friend, mm-hmm, who, by the way, she woke me up in the middle of the night to ask for advice because this man thought his life was in danger, which it was. But I'm like, don't wake me up for that. You go on the internet, figure it out. So the friend, so, you know, she hops on the Discord. She shows me the messages. Here is the story as I remember it being typed to me.
Okay.
We're going to call this friend Joe.
Joe, okay.
Because good enough.
Yeah.
Joe is at the store. Mm-hmm. Just like a random Dollar General. He's in line. And in front of him is a child who looks like he got to go inside to get a candy bar, is cool, and an older gentleman. And so he's watching this exchange, thinking nothing of it. This kid is really excited to get his candy bar. The old man lets him go in front of him because he's like, oh, cool, whatever. Kid doesn't have enough money to get the candy. He's like, "Aw, man." And the old man leans down and says, "I'll get the candy bar for you." He's like, "Oh, really? That's cool." He's like, "Yeah, you should have to give me your name." And that's a really odd sentence. We're gonna pause right there.
Yeah, I've never heard that. Nor have I ever wanted to hear that. You never want to hear that. The answer is always no.
The answer is no. If you hear someone say, "Sure, I'll do this for you. You just have to give me your name, not tell me, give me." There's the catch.
Yeah, that's kind of like Rumpelstiltskin.
Basically. And so the kid says, "Oh, okay." And he tells him his name. And then he buys the candy. And then, shush, quiet, Discord. Sorry,
Discord.
But he tells him his name. And the old man says goodbye and calls him some random fucking name. And he says, "That's not my name." And the kid said, "This is my name." And the old man leans down and says, "No, it's not. You gave it to me." And the kid, I guess, made some sort of face. Like, he looked like a zombie afterwards, after he said that sentence. And he kind of just meandered out of the store. And Joe was like, "What the fuck did I just witness?" And the old man turned around and smiled at him. Because that thing just acknowledged that you just witnessed that.
Mm.
I know you just saw that.
Mm.
I'm gonna keep an eye on you now.
Mm-mm.
And the old man walked out of the store. He didn't even buy anything. He had nothing in his hands. He was in that line, I guarantee you, for that kid.
Mm-hmm. I feel so bad because when you think about it, it's like, this is literally why. And I know that some people want to teach their kids independence.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm sorry, y'all cannot do it the Japanese way because y'all don't keep a handle on y'all kids in a community way, mm-hmm. like a village way, enough. Like, the you know the show where they're sending their kids out for errands? That's because the community knows that that's happening. You cannot do that on a level and then no one gives a fuck about your kid.
You can't do that specifically in America.
Yeah, this country is way too docile with that shit, where they're just like, "Oh yeah, I see a kid," and then they're just walking with this adult, and it's like, no, that kid didn't even know that at all. The kid was just like, "Oh, no one's listening."
So here's the problem as to why this woman woke me up at 3 a.m. to hear this whole story.
Yeah, that's actually a lot.
Right?
And also, why at 3 a.m.? That's like the worst time.
It's the worst time. You woke me up out of a dead sleep.
Yeah, and that's hard for you.
If you wake me up and you think that you're going to say human words to me and I will comprehend them when I first open my eyes, you're dumb as fuck. You can't talk to me for like 30 minutes after I wake up. I will not understand human speech. But, so, here's the problem and why Joe was freaking out. It's because the next day when he walked outside, there was this flower on his windowsill that he's never seen before.
Nope.
And I said, "Oh, put it back." He said, "What?" I said, "Did you pick it up?" He said, "No." I said, "Good. Here's what you're going to do. You are going to take that flower. It will not cross the threshold of your home. You're going to go find some dirt. You're going to bury it. And you're going to say, 'I am returning this from the earth from where it came.' And you're going to walk away. And you're going to do that with every trinket that appears. If you say thank you, you don't exist to me anymore."
Yeah, that's actually a really big thing, too. Like, Faye really do that a lot, where they'll try to give you stuff just to trick you into a contract.
Thank you. Or pull you into
their realm.
Mm-hmm.
Which is also bad. Like, if you go in the room, you're not coming back. You're just like, you don't exist. Usually they actually eat you, or they, I guess a better scenario, I think, is they keep you as a pet. If you're good enough,
eat me.
But you usually have to be very entertaining. The Fae are not the best people.
Eat me. Like, I just,
but I mean, in my opinion, they're not the best people for human standards. Hey, they're not best for human standards.
Exactly.
For Faye, that's what they do. They're just like, "Oh, yeah, you know, whatever." Because, you know, you have Unseelie and Seelie, and both Unseelie and Seelie do that.
Mm-hmm.
They just go about it in different ways, but they still like to take children.
Yeah. So,
I don't know what's up with that. I think it's something with the youth thing, and then
it's the youth thing. So friends and sure family.
Peter Pan is some sort of fae.
We don't worry about that part. And club members, if you happen to come across something odd, and then the next day, little things like pretty rocks or perfect bird feathers, let me be clear, you know, little mushroom caps, all that stuff starts showing up at your door, bury it. Do not, under any fucking circumstances, say thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you implies a debt.
It's different if you find bird feathers just, you know, by trees.
Yeah, if you're just walking about and find it, that's fine. But if it's mushrooms at your dwelling, you have a problem.
Yeah. Like, if it's, like, literally in front of your door, that's a fucking problem. There's too many shits where things are planted.
Right?
And if it doesn't feel right, it's not right.
If it's too good to be true, it is. And that is just something to live by. Oh, my God. Oh, my other favorite thing of people running into things that look like people but aren't people.
We did that a couple times.
Yep. Is my favorite in the world is Angel's Cold.
Okay, you gotta tell me about that. Yeah, because you said you were, and I was like, I've never heard that shit.
Okay, he looks to be about like 50 years old-ish. He's usually in that range. Mm-hmm. He is weirdly tall. He was always in a trench coat, a fucking scarf, and very specifically, you know, like Ozzy Osbourne glasses?
Yeah.
Red tinted glasses. And he's always smiling.
Okay.
That's the mouth man.
Oh. So what does he do?
Nothing. He just comes by and bothers you and disturbs you, and then he goes about his day.
Okay, I'm like, is he, so he's just a disturbance.
He's just a disturbance.
Oh, okay. I mean, I can deal with that. You don't want to, probably.
He's unsettling to be around, and he tends to drop the temperature wherever he is, hence his name.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's how you tend to know he's around. He doesn't really like to walk around in his human form a whole lot. But if he does, it's just to bother people. Like, that it's just because he wants to fuck with people. But that's why I love him. See, my favorite kind of cryptid is the kind that's just a public nuisance. Because I am also a menace to society. And so I can appreciate it. That makes sense. My favorite.
That makes complete sense. I mean, I get that. I don't mind that. That's understandable. Mm-hmm. I just don't like the ones where they try to trick you into contracts or
I don't like the ones that, like, you. If I make the wrong move, I'm going to die here.
Yeah. And it's just like, bro, I'm not playing a game with you. Like, they say you are now.
You are now.
Why? Like, because I'm bored.
Oh, you want to know another camping thing of why I don't like to go camping? Because if you make the wrong move, you're going to die. So this story is more, like, Polynesian in nature and native. So there are some places you can't go, or at least if you do go, you need to be inside at a certain time, or you're going to lay on the ground outside at night, all night long, until the sun comes up, because it's the only way you're going to make it out alive. There are these things that look like trees. Yet again, children, don't look in the goddamn trees. Mind your business. But they look like trees, but they're not. They're warrior spirits. And they walk around at night. And they look like trees. If they see you, they will kill you. Because
I've never heard of that.
They're just they're walking around in a loop, basically, and they think they're hunting.
Oh, and they became a tree.
Yes.
Because that's probably around where they died.
Yes.
Oh.
So if you see one moving and it hasn't noticed you yet, you lay on the ground about face down. And that's where you stay.
That sucks.
Until morning.
That sucks.
It does. That's why you go inside.
Yeah, that's fair.
That's why they say, hey, we got to be in before the sun goes down. You better be inside because you're not going to have a good time.
Right?
I've seen too many, like, especially native stories because they're my favorite because they're so terrifying of, like, there's a skit this dude did on TikTok. And he's native, obviously.
Yeah.
He had a friend over on the reservation.
Oh, does he have long hair?
Yeah.
Is he kind of thicker?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, I know what you're
talking about. He's gorgeous. Yeah, love him. But he, like, invited his friend, and they got inside. And he said, hey, dude, there's a dog outside. And he said, huh? He said, why is it standing on its hind legs? He said, close the window. He did. He's like, okay. He's like, hey, dude, is there something walking on the roof? He said, no. He said, is that Is that your mom's voice? He said, nope. He said, didn't your mom die 3 years ago? He said, yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's yeah. called a skinwalker.
Yeah, and that one is just like, you have to pretty much just stay in a certain area.
You have to be inside. If you're outside, good luck.
And the whole thing with skinwalkers is, I mean, they're actually an actual name that the natives have called them.
Mm-hmm.
I can't remember the name, though, because it's literally in their language.
It's very hard to say.
it's a very hard thing to say. But pretty much they're saying that they're pretty much witch doctors that made deals with the wrong people.
They made a deal to fast track.
Yeah. And the whole thing with this is, and they're not shamans or medicine people or things like that. Like, they're genuinely, like, I guess the biggest thing would be, what is it? The magic man? Shadow man?
Shadow man.
Yeah, the shadow man.
Yeah, they become the shadow man.
It's kind of like that from Tiana, Princess and the Frog. Yeah. It's kind of like that. Like, fast tracking your magic, that is a deal. And usually it backfires.
Every deal will backfire on you.
Every deal. The deal is never, it's never good for you. It's never, I've never seen a deal that is good unless you can genuinely cheat them. And usually that makes it just 10 times worse because that means they're just going to trick your, that means they're going to do fucked up shit to your soul probably or to your generation.
There's a reason the phrase is the house always wins.
Yeah. Also, this is why I don't gamble. Like in real life. Like I just refuse to. I want to go to Vegas and not even for gambling. Like, do you know how much shit they have to do there? It's great.
But, yeah.
I want to see all that entertaining stuff. I don't want to gamble. Like,
do you want to know my other favorite public nuisance?
What?
It is the graves. The aliens.
Go on.
Like, in the 60s and shit,
mm-hmm.
there's, like, a lot of reports of, like, these men and, like, they're weirdly long, like they have the wrong proportions a little bit.
Yeah,
they're gray, they have black eyes, they all have the same like bowl cut, and they just walk around doing dumb shit because they're pretending to be human.
I did hear that the grays were the main aliens that don't really do a lot of stuff.
They're just researching.
They're just hilariously like curious, and so they just do dumb stuff.
Like one of the fucking things that they have is, you know, a reporter was talking to one and she didn't realize she was talking to a gray. The story came out way later, but like he was fascinated by her pen, and so she was like do you want to have it? He was like and like he took it and like he just kept clicking it and like laughing like a fucking madman. He was just so enthralled.
No lie, I also click it. It's if you've never seen a pen, it's like the greatest thing ever.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think it's something with like sensory.
It's I like, suppose. And there's like another story where like the grays, like there's like three of them. They're three big dudes and they're like around a mailbox and one of them like pokes it and they're like, and they like kept like knocking it and then like knock it over and kick it and they start kicking and beating it up. And they're just laughing because they think it's funny.
That's hilarious. They're just freaking teenagers.
They're just public nuisances.
They're just knocking it over and kicking it.
There's one that, there's like a report that like there was one in a restaurant and it was trying to eat a steak and it couldn't understand how the fuck the knife and fork worked.
That's fair.
And the waiter came by and helped him and he just like put his head in his hands and just started laughing.
Mm-hmm.
Like it was the silliest thing to be done. I'm like, what? Why are y'all weird? And this is what the government wants to hide from me? Is that y'all are just fucking weirdos? Fuck that. Open it up. I want to see the stuff that ain't a weirdo.
Yeah. Because I want to see what's going on, what else is going on. It's like, I know that there's multiple kinds of aliens and stuff that they know about. Mm-hmm. I know Grays is one of the main ones, but then there's also the Nordics. And the Nordics are, they actually look pretty human. It's just like they're human, but they have white skin and like blonde hair.
Yeah, but I don't want all that. Give me the Cthulhu looking shit. I want to see an Eldritch horror.
Hell no, man. I ain't dealing with that.
I want to pet it.
Fucking the person who made the stuff with Cthulhu, the guy
Holmes.
Oh, his last name was
Holmes. Oh, God damn it, no. Lovecraft.
I was like, Holmes.
I was thinking of, like, 13 things at once, and that's the first thing that came out. Fine. The
ADHD, yeah, I mean, he was
no,
racist.
No, Lovecraft.
He was definitely very racist, he but, was like, racist. And I think sexist, too. He was a bunch of shit.
He was bad.
He was bad.
He was xenophobic.
But also, I'm like, sir, anybody who, like, writes shit like this, I'm like, what Eldritch horror visited you?
apparently it's very famous that he had a seance, and he had a bunch of them, and he had one that worked.
Yeah, that makes sense, because I was like, what eldritch horror came and visited your ass? Because, in my opinion, you know, a lot of people say, you know, like, where do people get their inspiration for, like, writing books and stuff? And I'm like,
something bothered
them. It's always something that bothers them. It's either something they've taken from real life, and they adapted into their sick, twisted fantasy, or it's not an actual fantasy and they have to write it as such because they don't know how else to explain it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Like, the book that we're working on, we're like, we have to, like, change it a little bit.
There's so much because
it's like, yeah, sure, it's fiction. Yeah, sure. Sure. Like,
it's definitely fiction. Don't worry about
it. It's great. It's so much fiction.
Don't worry about the rest. It's just look at the pretty colors. Ooh.
Yeah. And it's just like, yeah. But honestly, yeah, with the Cthulhu thing, it's like, that is a thing where it reminds me of, like, how, like, where did jellyfish come from? And people will be like, well, jellyfish and octopi are things that pretty much came from space.
I love them, 'cause
they're space jellyfish.
Yeah. Void fish!
Yeah, there's void fish.
I love them. And they're real. They talk by singing.
Yeah, they actually show them in God of War, too.
They're so cute. I want one.
But it's so funny because Courage the Cowardly Dog also talked about these void fish.
Courage the Cowardly Dog has so many conspiracy theories that it tries to explain to children.
I think they do because a lot of it is the government knows what's going on, but the government is also morons.
Exactly.
And they don't do shit. Like, most of the time when shit's going on, the government was, like, doing other experiments. Yeah. And they didn't even notice that Courage was going by and stuff. I'm like, yeah, that sounds accurate.
Listen, the government to me, like, if you could look inside their brains, you know, some people, like, imagine a hamster wheel. That's not what I imagine for them. I imagine that they have cocaine-riddled monkeys running around looking for cocaine in their brains, and instead, when they find a thought it's not cocaine, they throw it, and that's why they get distracted. That it's gone.
I just think of it as, like, a jar of marbles that keeps tipping over.
It's just gone.
And they just keep, like, scattering everywhere.
No, the monkey found the jar and keeps throwing the marbles.
That's fair.
No more train of thought for you. Only give me this.
So this other conspiracy theory that I've been looking at lately in the last month or so was the JFK one, which is everybody tries to figure out who actually shot him. And I looked at this one interview that happened like years ago, but it was put up on YouTube like, I don't know, like a few months ago, but it happened a long time ago because somebody in the comments was like, I looked at this interview in the early 2000s, like, and then they got rid of it for a long time. So I guess whoever put it back up just doesn't give a fuck no more. Like,
and then I did the best thing that I always do best, is I came by and I said something about it to Ozzy, and he was just like, wait, why do you know that? And yet again ruined his day with, why do I know that?
She doesn't ruin my day. It just sends me into a rabbit hole. That's a little different from ruining. I'm just like, okay, I'm gonna think, I just gotta tack this on. This is another pile.
You and Sony will literally pause your movements, your sounds. I have
to pause to be like, accept it. What did you say? I'm accepting the collateral damage. Like,
the collateral damage.
So pretty much this guy, and it's so funny because this guy was somebody who wasn't even named as one of the possible shooters on that day, which is actually insane. And he actually told a whole story pretty much about the fact that, like, of how the JFK shooting went, and the fact that, of course, the FBI knew it was going to happen. They pretty much set it up, but they set it up through the mob. But he's not tied to the mob. And the funny part is it was an interview that was shot in jail, but he didn't go to jail for that. He went to jail for robbing a store. I thought that was crazy. I was like, wait a minute. But he said he was one of the shooters that actually shot him, and I was like, wait a minute. So the fall guy, of course, was just the fall guy. He was like, yeah, this is just a fall guy. Like, he was somebody who was also an FBI agent.
You ever notice how that works? There's always going to be the fall guy, this somebody who's super famous and up there, so that way everyone can put the blame on them.
Yeah.
But it turns out there was a couple other no-named people who actually took care of everything.
The guy said that there was at least five or six other shooters. not just one, not just two.
Just in case he missed.
Five or six, just in case he missed. And the thing with this is it was him and this other dude that shot him. He got shot twice, which you can tell he got shot twice. Like, people say the way he got shot twice, and then, and from different areas, which is why it looks so bad.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And, but then it was also the thing where Vix had told me that his wife had put, put her gloves on.
I dropped the bomb that there's the theory that there's quote-unquote proof that his wife knew he was about to die. Because everyone knows that famous, beautiful pink outfit she was wearing that she then said, nobody can sell this for, like, years. Mm-hmm. I think it, like, came out, like, 10 years ago that they could, like, start printing that design again.
Mm-hmm.
But when you watch the tapes and she's waving, you can see her hand. And there's no gloves on. About 2 minutes before he gets shot, she slides back down to sit on the car because they were sitting, like, on the back in, like, a convertible or some shit, which is so stupid.
Yeah, that's, I'm not gonna lie, that is very stupid. That's probably why they don't do that shit no more.
Of course not. And they were waving, and she slides back down on the seat, and she rummages around. When she comes back up to start waving again, she's wearing white gloves. And then when you watch him get shot, you see her dive off the back of the car to literally grab a piece of his skull that had come off. Because she was like, no. I mean, she basically, in an interview, said, I didn't want any of him to be left behind. And I think that she was way too prepared to grab pieces of him.
Yeah. Like, most people whose husbands just got shot, they would be freaking the fuck out.
They'd freeze, but she kept moving. Like, she knew she was going to have to do something.
So that's the conspiracy that she knew. But the thing with this is, I do believe she did know, but it's one of those things where there's too many people against your husband that you can't really, he can't get out of this alive.
I mean, there's theories that they pretty much told this man that they came to him and said, you need to stop doing what you're doing or we're going to silence you. And he said, fuck you. I'm too famous. I'm too important for you to stop me, and even if you do stop me, I'll still win in the end, because you're gonna take me out a martyr. I don't give a fuck. And then they tried to, and then the other theory is that they tried to go to his wife and be like, you need to convince him to stop or we're gonna kill him. And that's why she knew.
Mm-hmm. But she knew he wasn't gonna stop.
And of course he wasn't.
Just reminds you of Hamilton.
Which, by the way, guys, side note, it has taken me almost a full calendar year, but I finally got Ozzy and Sony to sit down and watch Hamilton, and it was the best experience watching them watch Hamilton in the entire world.
It was great. It was actually one of the best plays I've ever seen. It was really well done. I love the music. It's like, it's just, it was really good, and also, I've never seen a stage move. Like, a move, it's like a circle, but it's like different parts of a circle. Like, one part can move this way, one way, and the other way, and the inner circle can move, like, a whole different way. And it's, like, that's very different for a stage. It's just not common, and I really like that. Like, I love different set pieces and stuff like that. But, yeah, for JFK, that has been always one of the biggest, it's always been one of the biggest conspiracy theories. Because of the fact that everybody's just like, well, damn, who shot him and this, and that. And I'm like, you know why they shot him? Y'all are so focused on the who, which is fair. But the why was the fact that was he trying to get rid of the Federal Reserve?
I don't remember. He was trying to whistleblow something to the American people. He was
whistleblowing. Okay, so there's an actual famous speech he did where he was talking about secret societies.
Uh-huh.
And the secret societies, he was saying that we actually need to stop having those. Because of the fact that it keeps a lot of the Americans in the dark. Because he wasn't a part of those.
And to not be a part of those and then be sat at the head of a nation, but you're not actually running it.
Right.
Is fucked up.
But the funny part is, the people that, and it's funny, there's like a list of presidents that were part of this club and stuff, were part of the thing, and most of them are. The ones that weren't, a couple of them were the ones that got assassinated. Or, like, JFK, but also Abraham Lincoln.
Because they wouldn't play nice.
Right. Lincoln had a whole different thing going on with him. But I do also remember that I did hear that Lincoln also was, had ancestry that was African. It's just, it was like,
I think, yet he owned slaves.
Oh, he did. He did. He didn't do it for us.
Of course he didn't. He did it to fuck up and destabilize the South. That's the only reason he pulled that bullshit, is he wanted the South to act right. And how do you get white people to act right? And especially white men. Let me be very specific. How do you get white men to act right? You fuck with their money.
Right. That was the main thing. I mean, Hamilton did the same thing. He was just like, man, the only reason you got fucking money is because you don't pay for labor. look at the 360 we're having right now. It's just hilarious, right? Like, they have homelessness be a crime so they can put people in jail so they can have more labor.
It's all coming together.
Yeah, the only thing is we're not as stupid. But the sad part is, it's like they dumb us down.
Of course they dumb us down. Did y'all see this stupid as fuck money glitch, quote unquote?
Technically, this is a part of the conspiracy part.
Of course it is, because I think
this is actually a conspiracy.
Because too many people have been saying shit that fits a little too well together. So let me lay the stage.
Yeah, she can, because I'm not on TikTok.
No, I was so upset about this. We are so illiterate as a country. It's ridiculous. You're telling me that there's all these young people who don't know what the fuck check fraud is?
Yeah, and I knew that when I was like 12.
Anyways, let me set up the stage for you, right? Here's what some idiot came on the internet and said. You came on Dolly Parton's internet and you said Chase Bank, J.P. Morgan Chase Bank has a money glitch where if you deposit a check into an ATM and not to a teller, that the funds are immediately available to be used and you can just use them for whatever. Okay, idiots. An ATM takes 24 to 48 hours to verify a check's validity before they fuck you up. Here's the actual glitch. The ATMs were taking too long to validate the checks. That was the actual glitch. Then a bunch of other illiterate idiots went around. First of all, do you know the steps you have to take to get a check now these days? I haven't seen a checkbook since my Nana taught me how to balance one when I was like 13. That was a long fucking time ago. So that means you somehow went somewhere to get a blank cashier's check. You then wrote an amount. You signed it to yourself. You deposited it in an ATM to a national bank that has your credit information, your fucking address, and your social security number, you dumb idiots. And then you used the money and thought that the bank just had a glitch and you weren't gonna get fucked up. Once Chase Bank saw all these checks starting to get deposited randomly, because they fucking know better, they let y'all, they let you Muppet babies get to a certain number. Because once you hit $5,000, by the way, that's grand larceny. That's a felony. That's 25 to life. They were going to get y'all's dumb asses. So here's where the conspiracy comes in. Some idiot, some rando on the internet tells y'all there's a money glitch, knowing that the American people are ridiculously illiterate and chronically online. And if you say the right words, cognitive thinking won't click in. That money glitch, you mean check fraud? Nah. So then a bunch of people who are desperate for money deposit fake checks so they can use them for whatever. Now, mind you, there were some people who got way too fucking greedy, and they're, like, posting their bank accounts that are, like, negative 1.5 million, negative 80 grand. I'm like, what the fuck did y'all spend this money on? But that's...
Honestly, I was trying to figure that out myself. Because, like, yeah, they can take the money back out. But mm-hmm. My thing is, they only take the money out if you literally spent and took the money out already?
Exactly.
So my thing is 1.5 million.
Yeah.
What the fuck did you do?
Exactly. So,
like, what in the fucking hell?
So here's the rest of the line of the conspiracy, right? Illiterate people commit check fraud. Check. The bank sees you're doing this and purposely allows all of these people to commit felonies that are at least 25 to life. Mm-hmm. Check. Now, it then comes out that Chase Bank is now pressing felony charges on 2 million people.
Which is a lot.
Which is a lot of people. And guess what time it's about to be? It's almost time to vote. All of these people are now going to have felonies. That's 2 million people now who cannot legally vote for at minimum the next 10 years.
Yep.
Ain't that such an odd coinkydink?
And you did, remember, didn't you say that the original person, didn't he get charged as, like, the grandmaster, like, in the sense of, like...
They're getting him on RICO charges.
Yeah, because he put this whole thing out.
Yeah, everyone else is still getting larceny charges.
But he's going to get a lot more.
He's basically, they're using him to charge everybody with the same felony, and by doing so, making it an organized crime thing, which means all of them can get charged the same sentence.
I'm actually starting to think that he's not just a regular person. That's also a conspiracy. It's like, he's not a regular person, but he's a plant.
Of course.
He's a fucking plant that was trying to get people, because there's just too many plants. I think he was a plant to get people to be in jail, not just for more labor, but also so people can vote.
Mm-hmm. But it also stress tests the system to see just how stupid people are.
And we are. Like, Sony literally told me recently that the testing rubric has changed. Like, okay, so when I was in school, which was a while ago, the testing, you know, 90 is an A. You know, A is like an A minus, whatever.
Fuck 90 you, to 100. I had a 7-point
because
system.
Y'all are weird.
It's not my fault.
Which is hilarious because, from what you told me, y'all still didn't learn shit. I think that's hilarious, honestly.
Didn't learn a goddamn thing.
But so, yeah, because where me and Vix grew up, we're different. We're different states. So, I grew up more in the north. I don't know. It's a little weird up there. But from how she grew up, it's weird as fuck down here. And I'm so glad I didn't grow up down here. They don't teach them shit.
Not a single thing.
But yeah, so, now the rubric, I think more is now like 85.
Like 80 to 100 is an A?
80 to 100 is an A now. Versus 80 to 89 being a B. No, 80 to 100 is an A now. Because they realize that kids are failing. And that not even just a small amounts. Like thousands upon millions probably. Millions and millions of kids are not doing well in school. But if you've seen TikTok, you know that because the teachers are literally saying, none of these kids, my 8th graders, don't really know how to read or write on, like, a 2nd grade level. That's weird.
Because that's my other, that's another conspiracy theory. That's not just my personal conspiracy theory, but, like, a big one. That No Child Left Behind was, like, a long-term ploy to dumb us down to be more controllable. Because we were getting too smart.
Yeah, and I agree. There's too many kids nowadays that genuinely feel like they're so focused on certain things. They're focused on video games. They're focused on, like, they're not focused on, like, real shit. Most of them don't know how to cook well. Or, if they do, like, half of them either depend too much on adults to the point where they don't know how to do anything, or they're hyper-independent.
Which is a whole other end of a difficulty spectrum.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, that's also bad, too. Like, I was somebody who was hyper-independent. When I tell you, that does not do well for when you get older.
When you're hyper-independent, you can't tell anybody. No one can tell you shit. And that's also a problem, because that means that you're very adverse to change.
Right. It took a long time. And it takes a long time in therapy to fairly really realize, oh, I was hyper independent because this, this, and this. I was hyper independent because I was neglected. I was hyper independent because I was left alone too much. Or I was hyper independent because I'm the eldest child. Hello. Me and Vex are both the eldest.
Eldest daughter in the house.
I'm eldest son.
Parentified from a young age. It is
different, but I still did take care of my sister. But I will say, eldest daughters, all y'all, I am very sorry.
Y'all want to go to a rage room together? I'd love to fuck some shit up.
Eldest sons, please get your shit together and actually help out.
Go to therapy.
Some of you need honestly, it's really a therapy thing. A lot of y'all need therapy. If you're eldest non-binary, I'm honestly really sorry.
You're struggling, baby. You are. Come struggling. Get a hug.
But yeah, honestly, all these conspiracies, all these cryptids, all these things, it's just a lot going on in this world. I hope you guys are like actually being patient with each other and being patient with yourselves. Everything feels overwhelming all the time, and I'm pretty sure that's on purpose. So you're not thinking too much about what's wrong with the world. But do understand that we're all going to get through it together.
We'll be okay, my lovelies. Drink some water. Go to therapy. Hug your friends. Check on them, please.
Friends actually need hugs, too, okay?
We're sorry, by the way, that this episode was a wee bit late. Life was beating the shit out of us.
Oh, yeah. We were just really busy.
But we also came back so we could check on you. So make sure you leave us some comments and some love. And we'll see you next week.
See you. Bye-bye.